Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, November 28th, is the feast of Our Lady of Cabejo. Now, the message coming from almost every media outlet is that we must pick a side, Jewish or Palestinian, Russia or Ukraine, left or right, and then fear and hate the other side. Fear and hatred in every epoch of history results in murder and war. At the origin of the message of fear and hatred and murder is Satan, the absolute destroyer. But the force that stands opposed to Satan and his forces of destruction, that force is the Mother of God, the Queen of Peace, and her message is this: God is real. Evil and sin are the enemies, not other people. You must hate the evil and sin in your own lives, and you must convert. You must change and return to God, and you will find the peace and the happiness you long for. For yourself, for your family, and for the world. There are only two options: turn toward God and have peace, or turn away and find violence. This was the message Our Lady gave at Cabejo, Rwanda, in the 1980s. But they refused to listen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
From November 1981 to 1983, Mary appeared to three teenage girls in Cabejo, Rwanda, a country that was 65% Catholic and comprised of two tribes, the Tutsis and the Hutus. On August 15, 1982, Our Lady wept during the apparition and showed the teenage visionaries images of the future, a deadly civil war, a river of blood, abandoned corpses, and a gaping abyss. She begged the people to commit to prayer, conversion, and peace, but her messages were left unheeded, and civil war did erupt in 1990. And in 1 3-month period in 1994, 1 million Tutsis were murdered by their Hutu neighbors. On March 27th, 1982, Our Lady made it extremely clear that her warning was not just for Cabejo, but for the whole world. She said, "When I show myself to someone and talk to them, I want to turn to the whole world. If I am turning to the parish of Cabejo, it does not mean that I am concerned only for Cabejo or the whole of Africa. I am concerned and I am turning to the whole world. The world is evil and rushes toward its ruin. It is about to fall into an abyss. The world is in rebellion against God. Many sins are being committed. There is no love and no peace. And if you do not repent and convert your hearts, you will all fall into the abyss." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now remember, this is a fully approved apparition by the local bishop of Cabejo. Then Our Lady said, "I have come to prepare the way for my son for your good, and you do not want to understand. The time remaining is short, and you are absent-minded. You are distracted by the goods of this world, which are passing. Do not forget that God is more powerful than all the evil in the world. but don't lose heaven for this world. Seek detachment from the good of this world and search for the good prepared by God. The walk to heaven is through a narrow road. It is not easy to get through. The road to Satan is wide. You will go fast. You will run because there are no obstacles. There isn't much time left for preparing for the last judgment. We must change our lives, renounce sin, pray and prepare for death and for the end of the world. Prepare while there is still time. Those who do well will go to heaven. If they do evil, they will condemn themselves with no hope of appeal. Do not lose time in doing good. Do not lose time for prayer. There is not much time, and Jesus will come. A very strong message. I had the privilege of studying under Father René Laurentin. He was sent to investigate these visions in Cabejo. And when he interviewed the visionaries, he asked them about this pronouncement of the end of the world. And each of the visionary corrected him and said, Our Lady is not talking about the end of the world, but the end of a world. The end of this world as we know it. That Our Lady has come to change everything. But we must get prepared. And we must help her. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Alphonsine, one of the visionaries of Cabejo, replied to Our Lady during an apparition. She said, Yes, Mother, I will repeat it exactly as you asked me to. To the people on earth, you say three times. You open the door, and they refuse to come in. You open the door, and they refuse to come in. You open the door, and they refuse to come in. Yes, Mother. I'm telling them you say that you saw the world in a bad state and you came to save us, but we refuse to listen. Yes, Mother. I will continue to tell them. You want me to ask them 3 times. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We have to ask the question, how does a country that was 65% Catholic one day turn and they kill each other? It all begins with harboring resentments and unforgiveness. You might think to yourself, I don't have any enemies. I don't hate anybody. Well, who is the person that if this person was out of your life, you think, well, then I would be happy? You got to figure out who you hate and who you resent, and you got to stop. You got to forgive and get reconciled. Jesus said, come to terms with your opponent in good time while you are still on the way to the court with him, or he may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. Well, right now we are all on the way to court to see the judge at our particular judgment at death. Who is your opponent? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, there's a lot that I want to talk with you about this meditation, but I want to let people know that we're praying with more than 80,000 people in 150 countries, and I also want people to know the Holy Family School of Faith is more than just you and I. We have a whole team, because our mission is to eliminate spiritual poverty by leading people to Jesus through prayer and spiritual mentoring. Now, physical poverty is bad, but spiritual poverty, dying spiritually because a person doesn't have a relationship with Jesus, that's far worse. That's why we do this daily podcast. It's why we train spiritual mentors and offer retreats and pilgrimages. But we also help Catholic families in the Holy Land with housing and food and medical care and scholarships. And I want to invite everyone praying with us to also go on mission with us to help us eliminate spiritual poverty. And there are two simple ways. First, in the episode under today's transcript, you can just click on donate and you can make a small monthly gift. But also, you may be receiving from us an email or a physical letter inviting you to help us bring Jesus to others. Teresa, I remember very vividly in the early summer of 1994, I was finishing my graduate studies and I was studying with a priest from Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And every day he came into class completely distraught. And I would say, Father, what's wrong? And he would say, don't you know what's happening in my country?
Mm-hmm.
That 3-month killing spree was happening right then. And I didn't have any grasp of what happened. There are two powerful books
mm-hmm.
that are worth reading. One, they're both by Immaculee, Ibagaza. The first one's called Left to Tell. She and I think seven other women were held up in a like a 6-foot bathroom for months.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
While the killing spree was going on, and her powerful story of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But the other one is a book she also wrote documenting Our Lady of Cabejo, which is a very important book to read.
Mm-hmm.
Both are very important for this time. But we've never really talked about this apparition.
Mm-hmm.
What struck you?
Well, I think you hit it with that perfect question. Like, how can we understand, or how could a country that was so Catholic fall to such an incredible historic slaughter? But I don't think we realize how intense resentment can get, especially when it's driven by a crowd. But it's very important for us to remember here, because we think of ourselves as a pretty peaceful country, which is wild. I don't think we are. But we don't take our resentment very seriously, and we allow that to grow because we think if it's justified, then we can feel that way. And I think that's why it's so important to say, not one. You cannot hate one person, because you're always going to say, well, of course I hate them for this reason.
They deserve it.
It's such a good reason. It doesn't matter what the reason is. It doesn't matter, because you shouldn't want anyone's harm.
Yeah. Yeah. We convince ourselves that we're in the right, and maybe objectively we are in the right, and then we justify hate.
Yeah. You can be in the right, someone else can be in the wrong, but you cannot justify hate. And that's, I mean, even in this, I immediately felt myself trying to justify it and being like, okay, but it was such an obvious, clear, like, lines crossed, and it's like, it doesn't matter. And I hate that, but it's so true. We justify things, and it's the stories we tell ourselves. But it gets so out of hand, especially, I mean, politically, or when it comes to our faith, we can go about things in the wrong way because we feel like it's a righteous cause. But I heard the greatest thing from a friend of mine recently. She was explaining her own reflections on Christ and how he felt emotion, especially when it came to the righteous anger. And she said he felt it, but it was always for the right reasons, and it was always very brief. It's not like he walks out of the temple afterwards and he's still going on about it and he doesn't bring it up again. He says his piece once, he makes his point, he walks away from it. But when our rage is something that lasts and that you're always coming back to and you're always feeling it, then it can't be righteous. You act once and you set it aside.
I really encourage, I'm doing this personally, encourage everyone, ask the Holy Spirit. See, the role of the Holy Spirit, one of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of our sin. Ask the Holy Spirit to convict you of who it is you hate. And then do whatever you have to do. Forgive them. Pray for them. Think good about them. Speak good about them. Do good toward them.
Holding your tongue is, I feel like, we think of that as the last step. Feel first and then. But it can really help to start, even if your brain is just raging against them, to hold that back is so hard. I feel that so deeply. It's such a big struggle, but it's so important to start there.
But you said feel twice. This is not about feeling.
My point is not to say, oh, if you feel kind of bad about it, then it's all fine. My point is so that listeners don't listen and go, oh, well, you guys don't deal with this. I'm saying it's hard for me. It's incredibly hard for me, and I want them to know that.
Yeah. No. I'm agreeing with you that we have very strong feelings, but Jesus didn't say feel good about them.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah,
forgive them.
That's a good point.
And those are separate things.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel really hurt, really bad,
mm-hmm.
and you can still say, I forgive them.
Yeah. Your hurt is justified, but your hate is not.
Exactly. Your hurt is justified, your hate is not. And the act of forgiveness doesn't discount your hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't nullify it.
Yeah, it doesn't say, oh, then what they did wasn't that bad. Because again, it has nothing to do with your justification. But we always justify. So it's very important, I think, to catch yourself when you start telling yourself the story again. Or start telling everyone the story. Because we've done that. We've been there. But
somewhere along the line, the fear, the resentment, the hatred, the unforgiveness began in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And then it boiled over. But it could have been stopped. The fear, the hatred, the resentment, it's here. It's in you and I. But it doesn't have to go any further. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.